The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices.
It's a very ancient saying, but a true and honest thought, that if you become a teacher, by your pupils you'll be taught. As a teacher, I've been learning. You'll forgive me if I boast. And I've now become an expert on the subject I like most. Getting to know you. Getting to know you. Getting to know all about you. Getting to like you, getting to hope you like me. Getting to know you, putting it my way, but nicely. You are precisely my cup of tea. Getting to know you, getting to feel.
Well, welcome, good ladies and gentlemen. This is April 7th, 2022. This is the Gathering Offering 2.0. My name is Jerry Kirk, and I am an attempting servant of the Father and His Son. If you'll notice, I've changed that a little bit over the last few weeks. An attempting servant has now got some more connotations. I hope you'll think about that. Now, the first thing I'd like to do, which is not a lot of fun, is point out what a dodo I am. Last week, when Doc Kelly called in, I messed up and used the word deciduous woods. And I should have said I was talking about the coniferous woods. Coniferous woods are the soft woods. The deciduous woods are the ones that shed their leaves every year. They're called the hardwoods. I also made a boo-boo and said ash was a softwood. I don't know what happened to me, but I'm going to claim an excuse. There's no good excuse ever when you do something that stupid that you know about and you just speak it out stupidly. Doc Kelly called in. And I think I was a little shocked. I actually do remember being a little shocked that a host at RBN would call me. And so that's my best excuse. My other excuse is this. I've listened to Doc Kelly's show a number of times. And you notice I'm not calling her a doctor, okay? I call her a doc. That has much more respect and honor in my mind. Before I was doing this stint here on RBN, I was listening to her show. And I've got to explain something now. When I played football or any other team sports, let's just talk about the football angle of it. You got 11 guys on the field. And usually seven or eight of the guys got their act together. They've got abilities. They have better abilities. Never played on a team where all 11 guys were better and better. Could always be better. Now, the guys that didn't have very good abilities, I would just, you know, talk to them. Yeah, you're okay. You're okay. Now, always you're okay. I never push them. Now, the other seven guys, I always push them. I always told them, you're not doing good enough. You can do better. Certain people can do better. Other people, when they reach their limit, to try and push them makes no sense. It's stupid. You analyze people. When you're in a contact sport, it's kind of important to know who's who. And if you got a couple guys that are good guys, but they're at their limit, you always want to be looking out for them guys. You always want to be seeing what the play is going to run and how it's going to affect those guys. And make sure you give them some support. The guys that have got more and can be pushed and pushed, you always put more pressure on them. That's my way. I don't try and put pressure on somebody that cannot do more. But somebody that can do more, I can put pressure on them. Whether they like it or not. If you're on my team, and that's so egotistical to say, but every single member of every team that I was on, even the third stringers, it was their team. It was each of us to have our team. That's the way we had to think. Our team. My team. That's what I belong to. So, Doc Kelly, I have wanted to talk to for a long time on her show. She has 1 hour. And she is an individual that I think I could push, that I want to push. And I only do that with people that I respect. And there's some subjects that she works on that I think I have some experience with. Her definition of the word drug is maybe different than mine. Doesn't mean that she's right and I'm wrong, or I'm right and she's wrong. And good people can get into disagreements because they do not share the same definition of a word. Doesn't mean that that's a bad guy and a bad girl, or vice versa. It means that they haven't discussed what the word means and explained it to each other. And that's what we have to be cautious of. We have to not make a quick, rash decision. Oh, well, they don't know what this word, let's say, drug means. Well, the word drug, when was it first invented? Let's see, was it like about the 14th century? And was that called more like Dragonul? I can't pronounce it exactly right, but that was the first spelling of the word drug. The word drug doesn't occur in the King James Bible. So it's a made-up word. So what is a drug? You have something called a poppy, and they make heroin out of it. But they manufacture that. They don't take it the way the Lord intended you to make it. And you can go right on down the line of the now pharmaceutical drugs. Now, if everybody just wants to use the same word for drugs, yes, when you're taking and using every green herb-bearing seed plant that the Father gives us, you better know how to use it. Now, I did study that certain areas, and I found out something called wormwood. Two different definitions for it. I'll only talk about one. It's to get rid of your worms. Now, I could not find any information of what, how much. So I made a batch up, won't go into all the various details, and I took a look at it, and I said, okay, I'm going to dilute that by 100%. And then I took a shot glass of that. Well, I was at my kitchen sink getting rid of that real quick. I didn't feel very good. Had to wait about 2 or 3 hours, and I felt okay. I said, well, I'm going to dilute this by another 200%. And I was standing at my sink. Eventually, I got down to a proper dilution rate of where I could handle it. And then I had some experience to pass on to other people. And I can tell you what, the results were real, real great. Fabulous. All kinds of worms came out. Wormwood. So, drugs have to be explored by responsible people. Now, whenever people came to my place, and not here in Missouri, I wouldn't let them have it strength that I found to be acceptable for me. I cut it in half again. And then I cut my volume in half. So now you can just see how you can handle this twice a day. And if they handled everything good that day, then I took them back up a step into a little stronger. And then you know what? Within a day or two, they were racing for the toilet. Get rid of them worms. So everything has to have some common sense applied to what you're talking about. But anyway, Doc Kelly is someone I think I could push. I think she'd accept the push. And my best excuse was I was taken back that someone of her intelligence level would actually call into my show. So that's my best excuse of calling deciduous woods softwoods. Yeah, can't believe I did that. But every day I find out I'm stupid about certain things. Now that's not a good introduction for what I'm going to talk about right now. See how stupid I am. I'm going to discuss three numbers this evening. The first two numbers, I have absolutely zero doubt as to the accuracy of the three numbers. I've never heard anybody else, not just on RBN, anywhere, ever talk about these numbers. These are the numbers that some people would call the elitist. They're not elitist. They are the ones that are selected. Not by me. I don't have any say-so about it. None. I just pray like hell that I'm in one of these three categories of numbers. And I'll suggest that every single listener of Republic Broadcasting Network, that they long, long seek to be one of these three sets of numbers. The first set of numbers is very, very simplistic. There are 12 tribes of the Lord's people. And there are 12,000 in each tribe. They are called the bride. The only begotten son is called the groom. So your first number is set in concrete, 144,000. Then you take and you've got a second number. It tells you very, very clearly that these are bridesmaids. And it says that half of the bridesmaids did not bring enough oil to keep their lamps going. So there's 10 bridesmaids, but only 5 of them brought enough oil. So now you take and you multiply 5 times 144,000. That gives you 720,000. Numbers are a little thin, don't you think, ladies and gentlemen? Between the first two categories, you've got 864,000. That's not a whole lot of people, is it? Now we come to the third number. It's a factor that there's a factor of multiplication that I don't know. I make a guess. This third category is for the attendees the witnesses of the marriage. Okay, we have the bride, we have the bridesmaids, those first two numbers I just gave you. But now you got people that come to the wedding. I don't know how to determine how many people is the proper number to be at a wedding. I've hunted it for years. I can't seem to make it out. So I'm going to just give you two guesses. They're guesses. I can't even tell you that I'm 10% right. But let's say that there's 50 people at a wedding. You know, they're the witnesses. You know, your mom, your dad, your aunts, your uncles, your friends, your neighbors, people that you invite to a wedding. I don't know how many there are. I'm going to guess 50. So now I multiply 50 times 144,000. That gives me 7,200,000. And, you know, wow, that's seems like a pretty good sized number, doesn't it? Well, that, if I'm bearing in mind, I don't know that 50 is correct. But when I add the 144, the 720, the 7,200,000, I come up with 8,064,000. I always wonder about that 64,000. Is that where that $64,000 question came from? I wonder how come that number is 64,000. I don't have an answer. Now, the next way to do this is say, okay, well, you know, there could be, this is a big wedding, and we're going to have 100 guest witnesses, attendees, different areas, it tells you different words. Now, that pops me up to 14,400,000 in that third item category for a grand total of 15,264,000. Individuals. They're not persons. Persons are corporate. And they're individuals. They are pre-selected. I don't have a say-so as to who they are. I can't even promise that I'm in that group. Now, let's take and think about this just a little bit more about percentages. They say in round numbers on this planet, there are 8 billion people. Now, I'm not going to take and do all the division for you, but I want you to take 8 billion and I want you to divide it into 8,064,000. Oops. Oops, that will give you a big, giant shock, in my opinion. 0.01, does that sound right, percent? Or is it 0.001? Does that sound right? Well, those are very, very small numbers, aren't they, ladies and gentlemen? Well, the group that's going is somewhere in those numbers. This trip happens approximately every 24 to 25,000 years. And if you study and you read about history, you read through scriptures, and you study and you study, you've got to find those numbers. Now, do I expect every one of the individuals to get out there and do all that studying? No, I really don't. A lot of them are not going to need that type of information. Me, I like to know odds. And, you know, I hate losing. Nothing kicks me off worse than losing. We're having a commercial break. Thank you.
Got the little black car, the little black dress. We got the guru on the train and the full course dress. We got the software, hard drive, CD-ROM. We got the exploitation.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Getting to know you, getting to feel free and easy. When I am with you, getting to know what to say. Haven't you noticed? Suddenly I'm bright and breezy. Because of all the beautiful and getting to know you, getting to know all about you, getting to like you, getting to hold you like me, getting to know you, putting it my way but nicely. You are precisely.
Welcome back to a short segment, ladies and gentlemen. I hope I piqued your curiosity a little bit about numbers. If you do not know something about numbers in many fields of work, some are called marketing. Some are called knowing who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. And if you don't know who the bad guys are, how the hell are you going to fight them? I have no friends right now that I know of that watch national news, morning and evening, by the fake, whatever you want to call it, I call them Canaanite media. There's three in particular, and there's more. Some media does report good, decent, but the other guys, they're obviously leading the enemy. And most people say to me, I've heard it so many times for decades, I don't want to listen to CBS or NBC or ABC. They're all garbage. I just tell them, yeah, I agree they're garbage, but, you know, if you don't watch your enemy, if you don't study your enemy, how in the world are you going to defeat your enemy? I'd like you to think about, how are you going to defeat them if you don't know what they're doing? If you don't pay attention to what they're doing? Does it make me gag when I watch some of the stuff? Yeah, it makes me gag. It makes me understand how big and powerful my opposition is, too. Now, you're going to have to get on the Father's side, one way or another. If you aren't on the Father's side, and you don't acknowledge it with your mind, your heart, your soul, and your body, you're going to be in trouble. You're going to be in somewhere that I don't want to be. But dropping back to the numbers, let's say we had 8,064,000 listeners to RBN exactly. I would say, wow, I don't have to be polite anymore. I actually can sit there and go right after, because the entire target audience that I think I am aware of, and I'm going to say I'm somewhere in the neighborhood of 75% correct. Not going to say 100%. There's not a dadgum thing that I know in my entire life, with the exception of one thing that I know. The only thing I know is there's a Father in heaven, His only begotten Son, and the Father's laws. I know that for a fact. Now, I can't tell you I know anything more than that, absolutely. But I know those are there. And if you don't want to accept that, well, I've done my job. You have to figure that out. Now, let's take an area that I haven't spoken of that I recall. Leviticus 21, 5, chapter 21, verse 5. You don't have to go look it up right now. Just take your pencil and write down Leviticus 21, 5. Sons of Aaron shall not shave. Okay, now I find this one out and I go, oh my goodness. And I'm a weakling. My entire family of men, not one of them ever had a mustache, a goatee, had a full beard, all clean shaven, both sides of my family. Didn't have any long hair. Now, I was the first one to have a little bit too long of sideburns. Now, that didn't last for about 2 years, and then everybody said, what do you got your sideburns that long for? And I said, yeah, you're right, I'm stupid. Not following the family the way the family does it. Well, I knew about this, but my dad was still alive. My dad was in such a condition that I didn't want to create any more stress for him. So I was a chicken. I was a coward. When my dad passed away, I grew a beard. And I can tell you, I didn't like it much at all the first couple years. I mean, stuff getting in my mustache and stuff like that when I drink milk or anything else. And then I got to clean this and that and the other. But now I've come to accept it. I don't shave. And there's nothing in there saying about a female. Are females supposed to shave? Well, I just have a small story. When I was about 5, there was a lady, I won't mention her name, wonderful lady, and she shaved. And every time I saw her, she wanted to hug me and kiss me. And every time she kissed me, where she shaved would stick my face. Bottom of the half hour break, thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Nicely, you are precisely my cup of tea. Getting to know you, getting to feel free and easy. When I am with you, getting to know what to say. Haven't you noticed? Suddenly I'm bright and breezy because of all the beautiful and new things I'm learning about you day by day.
Yeah, getting to know you. And getting to know me. That's part of it. Julie Andrews has a beautiful voice. That's the only thing that I, you know, totally grant. I don't know about her lifestyle, anything of that nature. But getting to know somebody is very important. Now let's think about this shaving business here for a second. Now the Father put hair on our bodies. Now, exactly what reason, I don't know. But he put them there. And I'm shaving them off. Well, not now, but I used to. Now, whatever that hair in your face is supposed to be, and possibly other parts of your body, that's there for a reason. Now, I'm aware of certain hairline shapes that are on men and women that are unequivocally celebrated. Back up a second. They quit celebrating them in public, or where the public could see it, in the 1500s by the Vatican. And they were, those two particular hairlines were of the bad guys. They actually give the names of which demon they're worshiping. Oops. Now, to add a little footnote to this, there is a particular and exact procedure that's for a cleansing purpose that a man is supposed to shave every single hair off of his body. Now, that's about as far as I understand about that. It's not supposed to be done very often. It's supposed to be a big deal type of thing. And I've tried to sit down in the past and figure out some way to explain that in 10 or 15 minutes. I can't figure it out entirely as to what the purpose is. But other than that particular purpose, he says, don't shave. Now, I have in my youth run across people that have more than abundant hair at various places on their bodies. And I'm not trying to be gross or anything, but I have actually been around females that have to shave their breasts. Now, that doesn't seem exactly standard to me. And I wonder about that. So, on the positive side, men, all you have to do is quit shaving. Do comply with one of the Father's laws. Now let's go to another area of the Father's laws. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 5. I'm going to read it to you. Well, actually, I'm going to read you two sentences, the one before it. Do five, but I'm going to start with the one above it. For the custom of the people are vain, for one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. They are upright as the palm tree, but speak not. They must needs be born, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil. Neither also is it in them to do good. Did I just describe the Christmas tree? Can you find anywhere in the Word of God that it says that's one of His appointed holidays? It is a pagan holiday. I, as a child, didn't know those verses. I asked everybody as a child when I was like 5 and a half or 6, I said, why do we take and we have Christmas and we give presents to everybody, the aunts, uncles, the grandpas, kids, everything else like that. Everybody gets a present, but where's the present for the only begotten son? I used the word Jesus at that time because I didn't know that I couldn't call him Jesus. And they were stumped. Why are we giving gifts to each other, and it's supposed to be his birthday, which it's not, but that's what we're doing. We're giving presents to each other because it's his birthday, and we ain't doing a damn thing for him. What hypocrites are we? From just a 5-and-a-half-year-old's mind. Of course, everybody shut me down. I read it to him from the Bible. It didn't matter. Well, this is what everybody does. Do you want to celebrate a feast of pagans? Maybe you want to think about that a little bit, maybe. Is that possible? Why do you want to do a feast that is not what he wants you to do? Now let's look at Isaiah chapter 66, verses 16 and 17. Excuse me, I got... Yeah, 16 and 17. Okie dokie. For by fire and by his sword will the Lord plead with all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be many. They that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens behind one tree in the midst, eating swine's flesh, and the abomination in the mouth shall be consumed together, saith the Lord. Okay, did you see this one tree in the midst? And people are sanctifying themselves? They're sanctifying themselves by giving presents to each other. One tree in the midst. Can you not connect that? Can you not drop Easter? Got a rabbit to learn. Eggs. How about Halloween? We dress our kids up as devils. Frankensteins. You name it. And that's a good thing? Get these pagan holidays out of your life. Don't give a rat's toenail about, well, Billy isn't going to like me anymore. Susie isn't going to like me anymore because I don't do Christmas. I don't do Easter. Do what the Lord says. Don't do what I say. Unless I'm quoting from what the Lord says. Get a hold of yourselves. Find out why we're in such a big mess. Because we thumbed our nose at the Father in heaven, his Son, and his law. Think about that. Now, the next thing I'm going to touch base on is something that I could get in trouble, except that I'm going to point something out to you. There's a word, and it has two different meanings in scriptures. I'm going to spell the word first so someone doesn't accuse me of something. It's just the exact spelling. S-H-I-T-T-U-M. Pronounced shittim. So I did not say S-H-I-T. I said a word that is in the Bible. Shittim. Deuteronomy 10:3. And I made an ark of shittim wood. Am I touching base back on something? Did I go backward or going back to something? Shittim has two different definitions in scriptures. The first one, it is a specific city. Angala shittim. I can't even pronounce that Angala right. And that's a city. Was it a good city or a bad city? I'll leave that up to you to figure that out. But he made an ark of shittim wood. Shittim wood is your soft wood, your cedars, your pine. That's what you, and it says, you know, I'm not going to give you all over all of the things it says. Guess what? You build your houses out of it. As close as I possibly could. I built my place in Arkansas out of shittim wood. There is no hardwood. Hardwood is used for cooking. It's used for certain types of furniture. It's not used to build your house. Now, here's another amazing thing. I got a little carried away at my place in Arkansas, and I had tons and tons of cedars. And I kept most of my cedars. Well, I kept enough to do my house. And you know what the funny thing was? When I got all done, the cedars were so strong, it was burning my eyes being in the house. I had to take it to keep the windows open and turn some fans on to get that cedar smell. I mean, it was stronger than you could believe. A couple people came and visited and said, my God, what happened to your place? It's like some kind of chemical. Guess what? The bugs don't like that. The bugs stay the way and stay out of your house. The roaches. The termites. The ants. Everything else. Your house is supposed to be built out of cedar. Fine. So forth. Your contours. Now, just this, you know, also to touch base, I said there's seven types of softwood. Well, if you look it up right now, they divide the cedars up into four or five different types and this, that, and the other. There's seven categories in different areas. There are cedars called something different, okay? So, can't tear your house down and rebuild it. I understand that. I'm not in a place right now that is completely made out of shittim. Okay, so no one should be able to come back and say, oh, he's cussing on the radio. I'm not cussing. Now, where can you find out some information that you don't have? That you should have? That if you're going out and buying a fifth of booze, quart of booze, going out and buying smoke, and every once in a while I hear callers that call in on different shows, and yeah, they're down and this, that, the other, and they're on their 10th drink of the night. Why don't you quit drinking? I quit drinking. Now, I didn't have any kind of problem, but I was sitting down on an average evening during the week and having 3 scotch and waters. And I said, whoops, there's a verse about this, and I'm going to get rid of that. So when I was in Arkansas, the only thing I did was twice a year I went to a certain location and I would drink some, and that was it, twice a year, just for the heck of it. Joshua 10:13. Write that down. Joshua 10:13. Is it not written in the book of Jasher? Whoops. Have you heard about the book of Jasher? Do you think you could hunt it down? Do you think you could maybe spend $10 or $15 and read the book of Jasher? See some of the things you're not going to learn in just the King James? How about 2 Samuel? Chapter 1, verse 18. Is it not written in the book of Jasher to teach the children the art of law? You're going to find out about more about the Father's law. You buy it by the book of Jasher. And you read it. You study it. You're going to find, even any if you can read, you're going to find 5 or 6, 10, 15 things. You're going to say, oh my gosh. Why can't you pick up the ball and tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your family, hey, you need to read this. It's the Father's law. It tells you, teach the children the art of the law. Obviously, that means the Father's law. Boy, I sure make everybody happy, don't I? I'm not here to make you happy. I'm here to find one individual. If that's all the Father allows me to receive, to help on this stint on RBN, then that's His will. I want 100. I want 1,000. I want 10,000. I want them all. I'm a greedy sucker, aren't I? It's not my job to get all of them. If it is, I ain't read that nowhere. No one's come down and said, hey, Jerry, you're the appointed guy. You got to go get everybody. No, I'm just one guy saying, I'm going to follow the Father's law, and it tells me I must tell other people. Thinking about that, about law, we have a lady. It was a group of 4 ladies. They all were nominees for the vacant U.S. Supreme Court case. Now, all of the ladies, remember, no man was allowed to be in this group of the selection group for, and they all were ladies of color. Now, let's say that the selection committee said, we're only going to consider men, and we're only going to consider men that society calls white men. Do you think people would have been jumping up and down and going crazy? I think so. But what is the absolute unbelievable, the lady they selected to become the next Supreme Court justice in this country, she only has 1 year of experience on the appellate court. That is absolutely unbelievable. Think of the hundreds of men and women that have been on the appellate level of federal court systems for 10, 15 years. And they have experience. So forgetting about the fact of the gender or the skin color, to take somebody that has 1 year at appellate level and put put them up and make them the Supreme Court justice. Why don't we just buy a bunch of bubble gum and chew it? Because you're seeing what the bad guys do. Taking somebody that's totally incompetent, totally refuses to answer questions honestly, won't even answer as to, well, you did define a woman, and refuses to define a woman whose court records show that she always voted to have less and less and less punitive, especially when it comes to child pornography. Got a short break here.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Getting to know you, getting to feel free.
Welcome back to the short segment before the top of the hour break. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not trying to alienate you. I'm trying to get you to understand that you've been lied to all your life. You've been indoctrinated. My family was not trying to harm me when I was young. It wasn't their time to stand up. My family had a stellar record of helping people. But they didn't know to help only certain people. I didn't learn that until 1991. 41 years into my life. First 41 years of my life, I tried to help anybody that needed help. Because that's the way I was raised. It was the family code of honor. It got me a lot of broken knuckles and broken fingers and stuff that I had to learn how to fight differently. And it hurts. It hurts so bad to find out that very, very precious people in your life, your mom, your dad, your grandparents, your aunts, uncles, so forth, it wasn't their time. And they were wrong. And they couldn't admit they're wrong. But if you don't admit you're wrong, you're going to be stuck where you are. And it's going to be really bad. I want you to understand that you have a job. The good men and the good women, they have to learn something. One, two, three, five things. And they have to do it. And they have to go out there and they have to go to their family. They have to go to their friends. They have to go to their associates. They have to stand up on the side of the street if that's what they need to do. And they need to tell people, return to the Father, His Son, and the Father's laws. That is the only solution. You must stand for them. And you shall be hated for it by the masses. The majority will hate you. I don't give a rat's toenail what Lester Holt on NBC thinks of me. I can study his hairline by that alone, and I can tell you what he is. I've seen the skull cap that the Vatican uses. Oops. A little short little guy. Dresses up, goes over to the Ukraine, and he's wearing his bulletproof vest and his funny hat. Top of the hour, Bert. Thank you.
We must take America back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.